This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
All right, so we have been in an argument and a debate here on the Wake Up Call all morning long, and we finally decided that we're going to take it to you. We're going to take it on the air. We're going to take it to the people. I don't even know.
Say it. Go ahead. Humiliate yourself.
I'm eating a bag of Cheetos.
Oh, okay.
And I said, are Cheetos the best snack?
Oh.
You don't have to agree or disagree with that. That's not what was, you know,
I thought where things got a little spicy.
Okay.
You know what Katie said in response?
What'd she say?
She said, no. Pickles are.
Okay. Pickles are a snack and people need to stop eating pickles as snacks.
What makes a pickle not a snack?
The process of it.
What?
The fermentation of a pickle. It takes so much work to make it into a pickle that it can't be a snack.
Text in right now to 916-909-1065. You have raised a conundrum. What is a pickle? Great question.
Well, it's because Gavin goes, that's not a snack. And I said, well, it's, and this is what I will say, I got a little too heated. I said, well, it's not a meal, you idiot.
She elevated the argument.
I did,
way
pretty
too
quickly.
Way too high.
Pretty quickly.
But it's not a snack.
No,
why?
It's not.
But what is it? I don't know, it's just not a snack. Why would a snack? What are French fries?
A side.
Then so is a pickle.
No.
Right.
No,
yeah,
because
I
you
agree.
Would no. No, 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 no.
Good point.
No. Because you would never have like you don't go to a burger place or a restaurant and get a club sandwich and they give you the club sandwich and a pickle as the side. No, they give it to you as a little sticky snack on the side. And then you get French fries or something. Chips are also a side.
Yeah.
The only thing that makes those chips a snack is eventually they put them in small bags.
All right. I'm going to say pickles are.
Is a pickle a
maybe
snack?
Closer to a condiment. Because what can you say at McDonald's? Can I get a cheeseburger with no pickles?
Right. He makes a good point.
Okay. Yes, pickles can be a healthy snack. That's what Google says.
That's written by a pickle lover.
Go, who's out there?
Oh, this says pickled vegetables are a common and tasty snack.
Go, listener, go.
And condiment.
Bring in a jury. Everybody out there. Whoever you can.
We're really sorry. We keep really disrupting everybody's work.
No, everybody.
Today.
Bring everybody in.
They're working. They have jobs.
This is more important.
No, our their job
Gina,
is
Gina, step up to
Gina,
the
Gina, hello.
Step up
to I'm the so back. Sorry.
Welcome to the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Don't ask it in a leading way.
Well, what is it? You ask it in a leading way, then.
You want me to ask it a leading
way.
Aren't pickles a snack?
Are pickles a snack?
Yes.
What do you consider a pickle?
A
I honestly think it can be a snack.
No.
Thank you, Gina.
It can be.
Okay.
It can be because, well, to be honest, there are ones that are smaller that are better fit for snacks. Oh. But then also there are some people.
Like a gherkin.
Yeah, there are ones. There are people who eat them.
What about the big daddy ones?
Now, I do think it's weird because I've seen some people that like take half bites out of massive pickles and then put them back in the jar. And that's disgusting.
Okay, that's
I don't know what you're talking about. Thank you very much. Could you send somebody else in, please?
So rude.
It's not rude.
Disrupted.
You're rude.
We've already disrupted
other
people.
You're the rudest person alive.
Right.
I will show you what rude looks like, and I assure you.
You think I'm scared of you?
I think you are a little
I'm
bit.
I'm not scared of you.
I could crush your self-esteem.
Nope.
Yes, I could.
I'm going to stand up for all the people out there that are texting and saying pickles are a snack.
Oh, boy.
What has this world come to?
Hey, there's no other classification for it, you guys. I'm sorry. I didn't do this to you.
I don't know what it is. I don't know how to categorize it. It's like a platypus. It had to be its own category. This is so dumb.
I really encourage you guys to try pickles as a snack.
I'm not eating pickles.
Pickles and string cheese as a snack? Hell yes.
Here's my issue with having pickles as a snack, because I know they come in little snack bags, and I get really excited when I see them.
Sure.
But then you get a bag of juice.
Okay, well, just eat a whole pickle like a normal boy.
Then I have to carry around a jar of pickles.
No, you could just bring one pickle.
In a baggie?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Why is that weird? You put a whole sandwich in a baggie. Why can't you put a pickle?
Because that's a sandwich. That's a meal.
What do you put your kids' snacks in for school?
Bags of juice.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.